Hello. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to listen to the Pro Streamer Hub podcast. My name is Dave, and I'm very excited to be here. I am here essentially to help you grow your stream and conduct a series of research and studies, and so I'm presenting a lot of data to you. So everything's kind of backed by hard numbers, so trying to keep less opinion out of the findings here. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, we are affiliated with the website prostreamerhub.com, and a lot of the content that's going to be discussed on these podcast episodes is in relation to some of the articles that are posted there. And so today's episode, which I'm very excited to be presenting this information to you, I conducted some research on Overwatch streams and found that there's one very specific factor that has a super high correlation to increased viewer count and increased follower count. Very interesting stuff. This should be a game changer for you, and it might already be common sense, but if you're really looking to grow your stream, increasing this one aspect of your stream is going to have a direct correlation to your viewership and your number of followers that you get. So anyways, this episode is specifically specifically going to help Overwatch streamers. And so the information also applies, though, to any other game in which there's some sort of competitive ranking mode. So essentially, to conduct the research, I went to a large number, hundreds and hundreds, of Overwatch streams, and I collected a few points of data. Was that streamer streaming competitive or any other mode other than competitive? It's like quick play, arcade, PvE events, anything like that. I took the number of viewers that they had at the time I went to the channel. I took the number of followers they had at the time I went to the channel. And if they were playing competitive mode, I also looked at their rank. So I recorded what their rank was. And so after running the numbers and kind of comparing everything, there is a very, very strong correlation between what your rank is in competitive mode and how many average viewers you have. Now, this is really something that you should consider. It makes common sense that people will want to watch people who are better at the game. There's just many, many reasons for that. They're just more fun to watch. They're better, probably, than you. You can pick up on strategy if you're trying to get better at the game. It's a lot of kind of obvious reasons why you'd want to watch someone better. And if you think about, like, the average, like, put yourself in the shoes of an Overwatch viewer, you probably play that game as well, and so you probably enjoy kind of the competitive nature of the game. Probably a somewhat competitive person if you're playing that game, and so you just got to think, you know, what is that viewer going to be more interested? Obviously, they're going to be more interested, you know, just like any sport, when the stakes are higher. So one initial talking point I'd like to go through is the results that were found between competitive mode and non-competitive mode. There's a big difference in average viewership between streamers that are streaming the competitive mode versus like a quick play or an arcade or anything like that. So the average viewer, and I will say this as a blanket statement, probably for all the numbers in this, that the more sample size I tested, the smaller these numbers would be. And I will say that the numbers that I'm providing is the just straight up average You know, just number of streamers divided by or number of viewers divided by number of streamers tested. The mean is a bit lower than these numbers that I'm telling you right now. Just because there's some streamers that just have a ton of viewers, and there's a lot of streamers that just have a lot smaller. So the mean average is a bit smaller in here. But what I'm telling you right now, so the is just the straight up average. So the average number of viewers for competitive mode was 225 viewers. Now the average number of viewers for anyone playing quick play was 99 viewers. Now that's a big difference. And so this is essentially telling you, if you're playing quick play, you are hindering your growth. You need to realize that viewers, just in general, are not as interested in that mode. And you probably suspect this, but here's some numbers to back it up. So you are, in fact, hindering your growth if you're playing quick play. So number one takeaway from this episode is, if you want to gain higher viewers, then play competitive mode. Pretty straightforward. So then let's look at competitive mode itself. So if you go to the Pro Streamer Hub website and look at the article, the number one way to grow your Overwatch stream, this is where a lot of the content is located for this episode. ProStreamerHub.com, look up the number one way to grow your Overwatch stream, and here you'll find the data that that I'm referencing. So, I'm looking at the chart here, the average viewer chart. It has the rank of the streamer, has the different ranks, the average viewers. Now, as you can see, just by average viewers, as you increase rank, there's a direct correlation there. There's a strong direct correlation. Now, I will say some of the sample sizes were a little bit smaller for like bronze and silver. It was kind of hard to find many streamers even streaming that. And so I would take some of those numbers with kind of a grain of salt. I mean, you can see the big picture, though, that people are more interested and want to watch more people as they are higher rank. So if you want to gain more viewers, you got to figure out how to get better at the game. And some of these increases are pretty big. It's not something to just be, to just kind of think about for a second. I mean, you should really think about how can I get better at the game? Because that really is going to affect your viewership. Look at the increase just from silver to gold. Now, for me, to be honest, I'm a silver rank. And I really try to play the game, but It's been difficult. I've been having some nice seasons, but I'm trying to figure out how to get better now that I've seen this. But look at that. That's a 363% increase in average viewers between gold and silver. That's a big difference. And there's other assumptions at play here. I mean, obviously, you have to stream, like, probably consistently. There's a few givens here. But assuming that you stream often, consistently, you're streaming more than 2 hours a day. Pretty much, just if you're streaming more than 2 hours a day and you're just playing, just getting from silver to gold, or getting to gold from silver, is really going to increase your viewership. But it continues to increase. I mean, from gold to platinum, 58% increase. From platinum to diamond, 88% increase. I mean, we're talking some big increases in numbers. And there's a lot of websites out there. There's a lot of data out there. And a lot of articles on Reddit and just tips out there and YouTube videos. And so there's a lot of people giving advice on how to get better at Overwatch. There's a lot of information out there, so, you know, you really owe it to yourself if you really want to grow your stream to start looking at some of those videos or start reading up. You know, getting better at the game is not just playing the game. It's taking the time to study and understand your gameplay. I mean, treat it like a sport, you know? Really treat it like a sport. It is an esport, you know, and in esports sometimes you need a coach. There's a service called Gamer Sensei. Look them up. They provide training where you can sign up for like almost like a tutor that will teach you how to get better at the game for a pretty reasonable price, maybe from like $10 to $50 an hour. It's like getting guitar lessons. But it's not going to like break the bank. And you know, I think everyone who's really seriously trying to get better at Overwatch, and if you're thinking about this as a business, like if you're really treating your stream like a business and this is really what you want to do, you got to invest in yourself. You got to consider it an investment in the stream to take some lessons. If anything, maybe take a lesson here and there. I mean, you don't have to do it consistently, but it's like $10 to $15 for like one lesson. So I would strongly consider Gamer Sensei. I've heard some good reviews from them. What you get out of that training session is going to be highly dependent on your teacher. But some of these coaches have legitimate coaching experience in Overwatch. Like they've actually coached teams and like legitimate teams. So, anyways, check them out. I'm not affiliated with them. This is not any sort of affiliate marketing situation. At least not right now. But I just think that that's a service that might be able to help you. So if we're looking at the numbers even more, look at the let's talk about the decrease. Let's talk about the decrease in average viewers from Grandmaster to top 500. This should not discourage you from trying to get top 500. This is not telling you that less people want to watch top 500. It's just purely circumstantial that at the time I went to the stream, the people that were top 500 at that time had less average viewers, and the sample size is somewhat smaller in that. And for this one, I suspect that the average viewership might even be higher than Grandmaster. But the most important thing that you'd actually want to see, that you actually want to focus on, is the engagement. Look at the column for engagement. And look at the kind of steady increase from Master to Grandmaster to top 500. Now, engagement is defined as the average number of viewers divided by the average number of followers. Let's think about why would this be an important thing. Think about that. You know, why would this matter? It matters because that's telling you that you're creating more engaging content. You're creating better content because your followers are more likely to watch you. The higher the rank you are, the more likely your followers are to watch you. Just something to think about. It's an important aspect of your engagement. I mean, it's one thing to have followers, right? But if they're not watching you, it doesn't really matter. What matters is if they're actually watching you. So you should not be discouraged by the decrease in average viewers from top 500 to Grandmaster. You should still try and go for top 500, obviously. And, you know, if you think about this, like, you look at some of, like, the big streamers out there, like, there is a lot of variables at play with these numbers. Like, just depending on when I went to the stream. I mean, right now, XQC is top 500. But I think when I originally went to it, he was not. And he's like one of the number one streamers for Overwatch. So it just, you know, that whether some of the biggest streamers are top 100 or not at the time I went to it would have a difference in that channel. But pretty much, if you look at the top of the channel, if you look at the channel, you look at all the top streams for Overwatch, they're all at least Grandmaster. So there's something to be said there. So, I hope that this information has been helpful to you. Hopefully it's given you a little bit of food for thought, a little something to think about. When you're thinking about how to grow your stream, really consider doing some homework on how you can get better at the game. And this is not just Overwatch. I've done a study as well on Hearthstone, the correlation's there as well. And I'd be very surprised the correlation... I wouldn't be surprised if the correlation is there with many, many other games that have some sort of competitive ranking mode. So really think about this. I'd really appreciate it if you could leave a review and let me know what you think. I'm happy to hear all feedback. And if you haven't yet, please check out ProStreamerHub.com. The content on this article from this podcast is from the article, The Number One Way to Grow Your Overwatch Stream, but there's tons of other articles out there designed to help you grow your stream. A lot of studies I've done. Please expect more podcast episodes in the future to talk about the other articles on the website. So I really appreciate your time. Please let me know what you think. And if you have any questions at all, please leave a comment on the website. You can always email me as well, dave@prostreamerhub.com. And once again, I really appreciate your viewership. So thank you again.